USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York State continues to recover from COVID-19. Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Number of hospitalizations down. Great news. Rolling average down. Number of intubations down. Number of new COVID cases down to the lowest level since this ever started, just about 200.
The U.S. is now getting up and running again after sheltering in place from the pandemic. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says retail is ready to get back to business.
We have 760 sites and retail locations in 45 states, plus the District of Columbia. CVS is planning to open an additional 650 sites. So these are encouraging numbers. It's, again, a testament to our private sector for all that they've done in partnering with the administration and helping to stop the spread of the coronavirus.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Another prisoner has died while in ICE custody. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
An immigrant in U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody died of coronavirus complications while waiting to voluntarily depart to his native Guatemala, becoming the agency's second detainee to die from the virus. It is unclear if the detainee had any underlying medical conditions at this time. More than 1,200 immigrants have tested positive for the coronavirus while in ICE custody, according to the agency. Roughly 50% of the 2,300 detainees ICE screened for the virus have tested positive.
The New York Stock Exchange floor reopened after 2 months of being closed as stocks surged behind positive news surrounding potential COVID-19 vaccines. The Dow Jones closed up 2%, influenced by the news of further advances in developing a coronavirus vaccine from U.S. firms Merck and Novavax. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Surprising absolutely no one, a live golf match over the holiday weekend was a huge ratings hit, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Turner Sports Live coverage of the match, Champions for Charity, the one-off golf match that teamed Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning against Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady, delivered an average of 5.8 million viewers across TNT, TBS, True TV, and HLN on Saturday. The network said it was the most watched golf telecast in the history of cable TV. CBS golf analyst Doug Bell.
This was a huge win, obviously, for COVID-19. They raised $20 million, but a big win for golf. I think a lot of people who weren't necessarily huge golf fans were watching because of the Peyton factor, the Tom Brady factor, and they were not disappointed.
The event did raise over $20 million for COVID-19 relief, and in case you didn't hear, Woods and Manning did beat Mickelson and Brady. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After criticism about launching cryptocurrency, Facebook said it's rebranding its digital wallet with a new name, Novi. Facebook originally introduced the digital wallet for the Libra network of cryptocurrencies to help people send money across the world under the name Calibra in June of last year. The digital wallet, now renamed and rebranded as Novi, allows people to send money as easy as sending a message in a standalone app or in Facebook Messenger. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.